This letter arrived at New York City's main post office in advance of Christmas on December 25th. Dear Santa Claus, hi, how are you? Happy Merry Christmas. I really need some pajamas for winter, and a big radio would be nice. You are the best man I have in my life. Sincerely, Heidi. It is postal workers and many other volunteers who answer letters like Heidi's and help to make childhood wishes come true. Each year, hundreds of thousands of New York area children write letters to Mr. Claus, Santa, or Saint Nick, the legendary red-suited gentleman whose mythical home is the North Pole, and who is said to drive a reindeer-drawn sleigh delivering Christmas presents. But the grown-up reality is that most letters end up at the city's central postal facility.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry, merry Christmas to all!
Andy Sozi works for the Postal Service in New York City. For the past 15 years, he has donned a long white beard and played the role of St. Nicholas during Operation Santa, the Postal Service campaign to answer children's Christmas requests that come in at this time of year.
It started with a bunch of clerks way back when, in the 20s, that would see letters come by that were addressed to Santa Claus, and of course they're undeliverable. And the normal procedure for that would be to, you know, to throw those letters out. Since there's no place to deliver them, there's never any postage on them, so they can't be returned, and there's generally no return address. So what happened is clerks that were working here started feeling sorry for these kids, that they would have a bleak Christmas and Santa never answered their letter. So they would open them themselves and act on Santa's behalf.
The children's letters are sorted by geographic location and language, and they are then placed in boxes at the post office in Midtown Manhattan. Volunteers are invited to come into the post office and choose one or more letters to answer. Vinnie Malloy is the district postmaster for New York City. She says the U.S. Post Office doesn't want to destroy the childhood belief in Santa Claus.
The children believe in Santa Claus because they write the letters. They write the letters to Santa Claus. So we just want to fulfill their wishes to make sure that they are happy. They come in at dressed as Santa Claus and they say North Pole. And they end up here at the James A. Fowler Building.
Sometimes children ask for more than just a new toy, says Mr. Sozi.
There was a child that wrote in who was going blind that desperately needed an operation, writing in saying he couldn't afford an operation. And there was a doctor, I believe affiliated with Columbia Presbyterian at the time, that heard about the letter, got in touch with the child, and did the operation, saved the child's sight. And this is an operation, obviously, that would have cost tens of thousands of dollars, and he did it free of charge.
For those children who write letters to Santa and expect a letter back postmarked from the North Pole, well, the U.S. Postal Service can do that, too. This is Leah Krakenowski for VOA News in New York.